Hi folks, Joe Stagner from Microsoft here with another video in this series on building websites with Microsoft Web Matrix. In this video, we're going to get started working with HTML forms. Now the interesting thing about this is that if you've been historically a web forms developer, you know that web forms makes you really productive by use of the web forms controls. However, you're pretty much limited to the behavior and the visual aesthetics that are available in the controls that you use, whether they are controls that are included with ASP.NET and Visual Studio, or whether they're third-party controls that you've acquired that enhance your control portfolio. But in this case, we're going to be working with standard HTML attributes. And the nice thing about that is, particularly if we're looking forward, for example, HTML5 has an entire new forms package with all sort of extended functionality. We could right now be working with HTML5 syntax as long as we're targeting browsers that support the HTML5 features that we're interested in using. So to do that, let's just quickly run the site and have a reminder of where we're at. So here's our site, and what we want to do is we're going to add a contact page. Now we're not going to worry in this video about adding it to the menu. We're just going to add the contact page. So I'm going to get rid of all of this area in this green section here, and we're going to make that into a contact form. So to get started, I'm going to right-click and copy the default.cshtml page, and then paste it, and I'm going to rename it contact. Then let's go ahead and rename it contact, and then go in there and look at it. Now, there are a couple things. First of all, we're going to change the page title. Let's say we welcome your feedback. Now, you'll recall down here from the previous video, I have this little JavaScript section that sets the current page's menu item to the active CSS class. We're not going to worry about adding it just yet to the menu, so I'll comment out those so we don't get an error. Now, here, I need to replace this content, so I'm going to get rid of all of that list and the JavaScript that creates that slideshow. And let's just put a little text in there and run the page. All right, so what we've got here is we've got room for our form in this green section, and the rest of the page still has content on it. So that'll work for our purposes. As we evolve this application, we'll improve the functionality. Now what we're going to do here in this div is put a plain HTML form. Now, so that you don't have to watch me type one from scratch, I've pre-created one. And you'll notice here it's just a standard HTML form, method of post. Action is an empty string, which means I want to post back to the same page that contains this form. In our case, the contact.cshtml page. And then we have four divs containing three fields and a submit button. Name, email, and message. So I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to copy that HTML form. I'm going to pop it into my page. Now let's just fix our HTML organization and go ahead and run our page. Now, the other thing that we haven't worried here is we haven't worried about formatting. Now, in a real application, I would probably set this up in a table or some CSS strategy to align the fields and the labels, but we're not going to worry about it just now. If I click Submit, we post back to the same page. Nothing happens, of course, because we haven't added any logic, but our form is there. It's a little ugly. Well, we can clean up the formatting later. But the one thing we want to do, though, is let's, just for the sake of this demo, let's add a little bit of postback logic just so we can see how that's done. And then in a subsequent video, we'll actually send an email with all of the information that the user submitted in this contact form. So let's go back into our CSHTML code and add some processing logic for when the user clicks the submit button. Hi folks, Joe Stagner from Microsoft here with another video in this series on building websites with Microsoft Web Matrix. Now, so far in this series, we've gone out and found this HTML style, and we've taken the HTML files and converted it, those files, to a web matrix project. And we've broken out the directory structure the way that we want. We've created a layout page, so we're getting markup reuse. Now what we're going to do is start adding functionality to our site. So the first thing we're going to do is add a contact form. And there are a couple of things we're going to forego for the sake of this demonstration. The first thing is, we're not going to worry about, in this video, adding it to the menu. We'll add it to the menu later. The other thing we're not going to worry about is formatting the HTML form itself. We're just going to use the format that's provided with creating the HTML elements. And we'll make it all formatted pretty in a future video. So in order to do that, what we're going to do is go into the Web Matrix tool and make a copy of the default.cshtml page, and then we'll go ahead and paste it and rename it to be contact. Now let's go ahead and open it, and the first thing we'll do is change the page title. We'll just say, "We look forward to your input." That's the page title. And you'll recall that I have this little jQuery code snippet here that's added to each page to tell the template which menu item should be highlighted. Since we're not going to worry about adding the contact page to the menu just yet, I'm going to go ahead and comment that out. Now the next thing we're going to do is we're going to take some of this content and delete it. Right? So in our contact form, what I want to do is I'll keep all of this stuff at the bottom. I just want to delete all this stuff in the green section so we can put the Contact Us form there. So I'll go in and I'll grab all of that unordered list as well as the jQuery code that turns it into that sliding display, and we'll just delete it. I put a little marker, the word text there, and now you can see we've cleared out that area and I can add my HTML form. So rather than you have to watch me type, I'm going to go grab an existing HTML form and copy it in, and we'll look at what it does. And this is just plain HTML. There's nothing ASP.NET-y about it. All right. So as I paste this in, what you see is we have a form whose method is post, whose action is an empty string, meaning we're going to post back to the same page, the same CSHTML page that contains this form, contact.cshtml. And we've got three form fields, actually four sets of divs. One is the submit button, and then three places where the user can input text along with a label for each of those. So if we run this as it looks right now, here's our form. Again, we're not going to worry about formatting for this video. We'll do that later. But the idea here is somebody could enter some information. And click the submit button. Now, you'll note nothing happens. So as we progress in this application, we'll do stuff with this user input. Either we'll generate an email and send it to the site administrator, or maybe we'll do some database access and save the information in a database. But for now, we just want to do something with it. So what we'll do is we're going to go here, back into that form, and what we want to do is we're going to say, let's turn this into a code block, and let's close the form the code block down at the bottom of the form. And I'm going to say, if is post, and remember that we're all case sensitive here, so if is post, do something unique. Otherwise, so we'll say else, we're going to display this form. Okay, you with me so far? So we're saying, if this was not a post back, go ahead and display the form. If it is a post back, we're going to display something instead of the form. Now, just as a way of a test, I'm going to put a little text in here. But since I'm not going to put, well, let's just put the word test in here. But because this is just the word test and not HTML markup, I have to provide a hint to the parser and say, hey, this is going to be text. Just output it as it is. So now let's go ahead and run. Here's our form. I can say, here's my input information. Now when I do the post back, notice we get that test message. So this is working, but what we actually want to do here is we want to pick up those values and do something with them. Now, in this video, I'm not going to send an email or put them in a database, but I want to show you how to retrieve those values so that you can do whatever you want with them. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to create some variables. So we'll create a variable for contact, and we're going to retrieve the value that the user entered in the contact name field by saying var contact equal. I'm going to access the innate request object, and I'm going to retrieve the value whose dictionary key is contact name. Now I'm going to do this again for the email address. So the field is going to be contact email. And then I'm going to do it one more time for the message itself. So we'll see. Var MSG equal request. And the name of the field is message. All right, so now I've retrieved these values. But I want to do something with them. So again, here in my text section, what I can do is I can simply say from, and now that I have these values in local variables, I can say that's from whoever the contact is, and let's show these all in separate lines, whose email is at email. And the message is, let's just say message at, and our variable message. So let's go ahead and try this. And we have a typographic error. There's no request there's no requests object. So if I fix that spelling error, now we can go ahead and enter some values. Now if I click submit, notice that they're echoed back. So what you're seeing there is not only are we using the HTML form, but we're retrieving the values, and we're using the values in this form. And what that means is that, having gone this far, so we've created the form, we've handled the post back, we've tested for is post, we've retrieved all of the values that the user entered. Now, what we might do here is make some decisions as to whether those were valid. I might say, hey, is this format in an email, is this email address actually a valid email address forward? We'll do that in a future video. Then once I'm satisfied that the input was valid, then I could do whatever I want to it by accessing our local variables. And so I could use those values to create an email or store records in a database or what have you. And we'll look at how to do all of those sorts of things in the upcoming videos in this series on building websites with Microsoft Web Matrix. Thank you.